Welcome to Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free with your host, Julianne Harris, a show based on the Word of God and the promises of God's undying love for you. Now your host and the sheriff's daughter, Julianne Harris.
Hello and good morning. It is July the 28th in the year of our Lord, 2019. I'm Julianne Harris, and praise God, I'm arrested and free. I've been arrested by God's goodness, His grace, His love, and His mercy. And I've been set free from fear, anxiety, pain, discontentment, and all the negative things that happens to us in life, I have been set free from. And a special shout out to my dad in northeastern Montana, who is a sheriff there. So yes, I am a sheriff's daughter. So I am so excited, and I don't want to take up any useless time. What you're about to hear is going to change your life, just like last week when Joanne spoke. So I am hosting a couple of special guests. Rick is the Dean of Education at Charis Bible College, and Joanne is the assistant to Donna Priest, who is the assistant to Andrew Womack. So, but more importantly, and my focus is they are pastors of an amazing church here in Colorado Springs. And a lot of times I have talked about how you can hear some wrong things in church, but I'm here to tell you this church, you will not hear wrong things, and it will cause transformation and life in your life. So I want to, and they are pastors of River Rock Church here in Colorado Springs. So I want to throw out their website right off the bat, because if you're not able to listen to the rest of this episode, you need to check this church out, okay? So it's located at 4135 Centennial Boulevard, and their website is riverrockchurch.net. That's all together without any spaces, and go check it out. So without further ado, I would like to hear your testimony, Rick. Thank you for coming back this week. I appreciate it. I would like to hear your testimony about your walk. You know, praise God. So go for it.
Well, thank you for having me. And yeah, my testimony starts early on. I was born at an early age. That's when things started taking off for me. And when I was 3, my mother died giving childbirth. And so I had 4 other siblings. And I guess my dad at the time could not take care of us, so we got put up for adoption. So I went to a foster home with one of my brothers. And while we were there, the mother of the family that we were staying with was killed in a car wreck. So I got put into a different foster home and then went to another one and ended up in Guymon, Oklahoma, which is the panhandle of Oklahoma. And that couple was actually in the process of adopting me. And I remember watching TV in the living room one night, and all of a sudden there was an explosion in the house, and the entire wall just fell down, and there's smoke everywhere. And so I got out of the house, but apparently there was a gas leak on the property. And when the woman who was going to be my mother, she got out of the shower and she flipped on the light, it exploded the house. So they took her out of the home, and she died 2 weeks later of third-degree burns. So this gets better as we go.
Oh, wow. God, I hope so. Please. Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah. So I went to another couple of foster homes, and when I was 8, I got actually adopted. And so at that point, I had taken everything that happened to me as my fault. I was the reason why all these bad things were happening. I remember staying to myself alone in my room. I remember vividly one afternoon we were out in the patio, and my adoptive dad knocked over a glass of tea, and I said, I'm sorry. Anyway, so we had moved out to Keystone Lake in Oklahoma, and a church van came by and invited our family to come to church. And so my parents didn't want to go. They said I could go. So I went to this church, and in this church, I got born again. I realized Jesus died for my sins. I was a sinner. I needed Jesus. So I accepted him as Lord and Savior. So I got saved when I was 12, but they just taught the gospel. They just preached the gospel week after week after week. So I really didn't know my identity. I didn't know how to grow. And so when I discovered Cars and Girls at 16, I thought they were more interesting. And so I strayed from the Lord. And even in college, I went to Oklahoma State University and just started partying on Friday nights and Saturday nights. And my life was spiraling down. And I remember my junior year in college, God's presence showed up in a bar one night and got my attention. And so I came home, flipped on the TV, and there was a guy on there talking about giving your heart back to God. And so that started working on my heart. So I flipped it off. And the next night I went to the bar, paid my cover charge, walked in. And about 10 minutes later, that same experience happened. So I left. And so I said, okay, well, I'll go to the nearest church that I could find. It was around the corner. So I showed up there that Sunday and rededicated my life to the Lord and started going to the college group and got discipled. And then when I graduated, I came back to Tulsa and I went to church at Bobby Indian's Grace Fellowship. And there I just started learning my identity in Christ. And so I understood the grace of God that if any man is in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. And I realized that because of what Jesus did for me, he died on the cross and became identified with me. Well, he became identical to me. And so he took on my sin. He became what I was so that when he died and rose again from the dead, when I accept him as Lord and Savior, I become identified with him in resurrection, become identical to who he is. And in my spirit, I'm born again righteous with his righteousness. And then I had a real revelation that all the things that happened to me in my past happened to someone that had died, was an old person. And I was a brand new person. I had never sinned. Had never had those experiences, had to renew my mind to my new identity in Christ. And when that happened, all the insecurity and all the rejection, all the stuff in my past fell off of me, and I started walking in a new freedom that I never had before.
Praise God. Yeah, so that is right in line with everything I've been talking about, which is it's all about your identity. It's all about how you see yourself. And most people, including myself, when I got born again, I had no idea what happened. And I never understood until I heard spirit, soul, and body. I never understood these things. And then I was like, wait a second, that's not who I am. But that's who I thought I was for 20-some years. So praise God. So now you and Joanne, I know we got to kind of fast forward here. That's amazingly horrific, but amazingly good. God is good. So you and Joanne, I know your history of you ran the singles group there at Grace Fellowship, right? Mm-hmm. And then that's when you guys got married, right?
Yes, I found Joanne, and she came to the singles group, and she was such a good student, I kept her on full time.
Wow.
And now I'm her student.
Praise Jesus, as a good husband should be. So I remember this because I got to tell you, when you taught in my third year, you taught on marriage, and I'm telling you, folks, you need to go to their website at riverrockchurch.net, and you need to see the book. I had no idea you'd written so many books. I knew about your marriage book, but the marriage book is called
Where Is My Mate?
Where Is My Mate? Because when you taught that class, I'm telling you, I reference it on a continual basis, being a single woman, of the scriptural view of how you find a mate. That is so fantastic. I've never forgotten that. So anyway, so you guys get married and then you come to Charis. Tell me about what Charis did for you.
Yeah, just we were at a Summer Family Bible Conference, and I just always knew that I would teach in a Bible school. I had taught in Bobby Indian's Bible school. Bobby Indian is an instructor at Charis, and so I had taught in his Bible school, graduated from there and taught. And when we were at the Bible conference, there was extension school directors coming up and introducing them. And so it just went off of me. I was like, well, I'm going to go back to Tulsa and start a Bible school. And so that's where me and Joanne started the dialogue. And so we both came to school. Really, Charis, what Charis is it just lays a foundation. First year is just lays the foundation of who you are in Christ. It's the nature of God. God is love. Your position in Christ is the righteousness of God. And so that's who you are in Christ. Second year is more about what can you do because you're in Christ. You're exercising your authority, be able to minister to healing and deliverance to other people. And third year is more of honed in upon your call in specific areas that God's called you to. And so we went to the ministry school and felt like we would start a church. So third year was just put a tool belt around us to show us practically how to do that. And so I didn't know God was setting me up to actually become an instructor at Charis Bible College in Colorado. And so we did not go back to Tulsa, but we've actually stayed and we're on staff there at the Bible school in Colorado.
Yeah, praise God. And praise God for that. You guys are a blessing to everyone around you. So I just kind of want to transition a little bit into like your guys's church here and your vision for your church. Now, I've gotten online and I think it's absolutely phenomenal, but I want you to share with those folks to just give them a taste of your guys' vision for Colorado Springs, for your community, for your church body. Just share whatever's on your heart as far as your pastor calling, because we're all, you know, there's fivefold ministry. And so I'm always telling people, God has created you for a purpose. And one of your guys' purposes is being a pastor to a flock, being a shepherd. So please tell me some of your guys' vision.
Yeah, I mean, we've always had a heart for the local church. We grew up in the local church, and we just believe that church is God's plan A. And so Bible schools and parachurches have their place, but really God's plan A is the local church. It's the local family. And so when family's done right, there's nothing as good as that. When it's done wrong, there's nothing worse.
Yes.
And so there's been many people hurt in church. And so we've experienced bad things in church, but we just wanted to have a local church to where the grace of God is the foundation, the word of God, the grace of God, the love of God, and the leadership is a grace-based, servant-based leadership. And so when God had us start the Bible school, actually it started out as a reluctant Bible study.
Okay.
And so when I was in Bible school in our first year, there was a couple from South Africa sitting next to me. And so in between classes, he would ask me questions about what was taught. And so I would share. And I was under Bobby Annie for like 20 years, which is like a Bible school in itself.
Right.
And so I'd answer questions. And finally he says, I'm getting as much from you than I am from what I'm hearing. And will you conduct a Bible study for my family? And I said, no. Because I've been in the ministry 16 years and I just didn't want to get into it. I wanted to rest. And he kept bugging me about it. I said, fine, I'll have a Bible study just for your family, but don't tell anyone and don't invite anybody and we'll just have one.
Mm-hmm.
And so we did that for about a year and then they graduated and left. And we just had another couple come in and take over. And then we decided to open up. And so we just opened up to other couples and outgrew a house and then went to another house, outgrew that house. Then went to a clubhouse and outgrew the clubhouse, went to a hotel, then off to an actually office building. And now we're in our new facility right now. And so the vision of our church is the unique part of our church is to teach the word of God verse by verse, line by line. And so each week we teach a New Testament book verse by verse. So we're in 1 Peter right now. We just want to teach a balance of grace and faith verse by verse with the aspect of grace, aspect of faith, but also in the movement of the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Because the gifts of the Spirit have not passed away. They're still here.
Amen.
And so we have the teaching of the Word of God. And what's unique about our church is not a lot of churches I've experienced have the teaching of the Word of God first, and then we have our worship afterwards.
That's amazing.
And so we actually have the teaching of the Word of God, which is the teaching of God's Word. But the actual worship at the end of it actually is where you interact with God based on the revelation you received.
Amen.
And you actually end in the presence of God, marinating that word that was in your heart. And time and time and time again, the worship songs actually confirm what God had said in the word. And then the gifts of the Spirit have opportunity to flow. And so we give room for the gifts of the Spirit to operate. And so we just have Acts 2:42 is a vision verse for the church. And it's that they continue steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, fellowship, and prayers. And so those four aspects are very important for the Christian life. And so that's what we do at our church. And then we also have an outreach plan called the Hand of Jesus, because we're the hands of Jesus. And God showed me five people groups in the Bible where these five people groups are on the heart of God. And the thumb is the lost. And the pointer finger is the prisoner. The middle finger is the poor. And the ring finger is the widow and the orphan. And the pinky is the sick. And so we have an outreach to those five people groups in our church. We have outreaches to them. And so we just believe that if you're not reaching the gospel outside the church, then you're just a Bless Me Club. And so we have a dynamic outreach program. And so we're real excited what's happening. We're growing. It looks like we're going to go to two services here in the fall.
Really?
And wow, so we're excited about what God's doing at River Rock Church.
Well, that's awesome. The only thing about what you just shared is now every time I look at my pinky, I'm going to think of sick. So it is.
Well,
kind of
it only takes the pinky of God to cast out a spirit of infirmity.
Oh, that is true. Ah, praise God. I love it. So that is so awesome. And I feel like there's somebody listening right now. If this is you, this is for you. So I want you to share with somebody the importance of being a member of a church. And a lot of people have thought, well, I don't need to go to church. I know, you know, that God loves me. I have a personal relationship with him and I talk to him all the time. I don't need to go to church. Please share why it's important for the body of Christ, number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, apart from scripture. But tell me why this person that's listening that doesn't think they need to be in the body of Christ, in a member of a church, tell them why they need to be. Not because they're going to be good with God, but why do they need to be a part of the body of Christ?
Yeah, coming together is important because we are a family. And a family that doesn't spend time together have trouble with communications. God caused us, wants us to be social. He's a social God, and he's created us to share life with one another. And when we don't connect at a heart level with other people, then we're going to substitute things that God wants to have that place in our heart, but we're going to substitute with things, with pursuits, with success. But really, God's created us to have our heart connect to him, first of all, in relationship, and then with others in a relationship. And so when going to church is not just about what you receive, because we can receive the teaching of the Word of God, but guess what else happens when you come to church? You're there to give what you have to someone else. You can encourage someone else. You have a word for somebody else. You get prayer for someone else. You have a gift to serve the body of Christ. And so coming to church is not just about receiving, but it's what you have specifically to give, because we need every single person in the body of Christ have their gifts, their callings to minister to one another. And the body is built. Everybody sharing what they have. And in the love of God, the body is grown and God's work on the earth is done. So the Bible says that forsake not the assembling of yourselves together as the habit. Not coming to church can become a habit. And so it says, don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together. You can't assemble together on your couch, watching TV or watching a live stream. It says, when you come together, you have something to share, a psalm, a teaching, a word. And so when we come together, it's not just what you're going to receive, but it's what you're going to give to someone else.
Praise God. And I think, you know, growing up in church and then going to church off and on when I thought I was being right with God, I never even thought of that once, that I would have something to share to somebody. And so, you know, I just want to make it clear to the listeners out there, if you've never believed on Jesus as your Lord and Savior, the Bible makes it, it's just so easy. God has made it so easy. It just says that you believe in your heart, you confess with your mouth that Jesus is the Son of God and that God raised him from the dead on the third day. You are saved. You are right with God, period. And if you believe something contrary to that, then you are believing a lie. So I say that a lot, but I'm just wanting to let you know that there's only one way to God. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through Jesus. So I know a lot of people, you know, as you were talking, there's so many excuses people have to not go to church. I've gotten wrapped up into it as well. You know, I lived way up on the mountain and it was like, well, it's just too far to drive all the way down to the Springs. It becomes a habit. And you're right. I would sit there on my couch watching live stream, doing exactly what I'm always telling everybody not to do, that you need to be a member of the body of Christ. So anyways, I'm kind of in the searching motion of which church I need to go to because my nephew's coming down. Anyways.
You're invited to River Rock Church.
I'm coming to River Rock Church. I'm telling you, I was listening to some of the teaching that you have this morning. I think it was a whole hour on two verses in 1 Peter. And I was like, oh my goodness, it's amazing. And so I was even telling my folks about it. I was like, okay, I think I found a church I'm going to go visit and see. So anywho, you need to be a member of the body of Christ. And as you were talking, I thought of Dave Hinton, who ministers music, and he's just like this cowboy goofball. He's amazing. Anyways, he had went up to Montana and stayed with us, and his heart is for the Native Americans. And so we had went out on this outreach, and he was talking about how he had a guy come to him and say, well, I don't go to church. I got hurt from the church. And Dave was like, oh, okay. He's like, how about at the bar? Have you ever gotten hurt by somebody at the bar? Well, yeah. He's like, it hasn't stopped you from going there, has it? And I was like, you know, isn't that the truth? So I just want to ask everybody, I beseech you to set aside any arguments that you have about attending church, period. And I want you to give River Rock Church a chance. So I would like for everybody to make sure and remember this address. It's 4135 Centennial Boulevard. And you said, is it in its own building or? See, I don't even know.
It's in a office complex, building complex.
Okay.
And so we're at the end of the end of our building complex. And we have Bird Dog Barbecue close by. That's good for lunch afterwards.
Nice.
But we're a brand new place and renovated everything and made room for you to come.
Praise God. And so, you know, they do a lot of fellowship Sundays, I noticed too when I was online. You guys need to check it out at riverrockchurch.net. And you can also hear his teaching on there, and it's amazing. I'm just telling you, you need to come and try it, as I am going to. And also go on there, because there's lots of resources. So I just wanted to cover that. And then I want to leave you with a verse once again. And let's share that verse from Acts, that foundational verse of your church. What is that again?
It says that the people continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, breaking of bread, fellowship, and prayer. And so those are the four things. We need the teaching of the Word of God. We need also to fellowship with one another. That means we're imparting what we have, the encouragement, and receiving encouragement for other people. You know, there's times where we need to, we have faith towards God ourselves, but sometimes we need to hook our faith with someone else's faith.
Amen.
And we can pray together. And so prayers is an important thing. And breaking of bread, that's communion. We have communion every single week because that reminds us of what Jesus did for us and keeps us focused on Jesus. And then we also bring food and just share. There's a dynamic when you sit down and have a meal together, what can happen there. And so we're just doing life together, loving one another, and growing in the knowledge and the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Well, praise God. So we're coming to a close. So I'm throwing out a question for everybody. I want to hear from you. I want to hear, maybe you went to church and maybe you got hurt. Maybe you have some sort of crazy excuse as to why you don't want to go to church. I want to hear about that. Or I would like to hear about your good experiences in churches, because I would like to share more of those great experiences. So give me a call at 970-919-0459 or send me a text message or find me on Facebook at Arrested and Free. And so I just want to thank you, Rick and Joanne, for coming in and being a part of my show. So I've just been super duper blessed by the both of you. And you guys, you need to check out River Rock Church. So remember, that's riverrockchurch.net. And don't forget to tune in next Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO. And I promise you'll be blessed. Next week, I'll probably get back into righteousness. But man, what a blessing you guys have been.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, absolutely. So have a blessed week, and we'll talk to you next Sunday at 6:30. Bye.
I know you are the reason why. Reason why the world's so beautiful.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.
I'm Julianne Harris with Praise God. I'm Arrested and Free here on KRDO on Sundays at 6:30 a.m. So, you know, we took a break for the last couple of weeks and we heard from an amazing man of woman of God. And this week we're going to get back into righteousness. So tune in this Sunday at 6:30 a.m. here on KRDO News Radio and find out all the amazing promises you have by being righteous.